The topic for discussion for this evening is reflecting on your 2024 regrets and how you are going to cope with them. Last week we spoke about if you lost a loved one, and this week we're going to speak about how do you cope with your regrets. Regrets is something that you've done and or not done, and now you're sitting and facing the consequences. I don't know if your brain anyway functions or functions in any way like mine. But sometimes I go to bed and I think, yo, I'm going to have such a good night's peace, good night's rest, peaceful sleep. And then literally moments before I fall asleep, my brain starts thinking, why did you tell that to your grade 10 history teacher? And it's something that happened like almost 10 years or 20 years ago. And all of a sudden you're sitting with these regrets, like, what did I do with it now? Why did I do these things? And now, when we're sitting and we need to discuss the regrets, obviously that what I said now is something like 10 years, 20 years ago. But in 2024, we made some decisions and it's costing us now and we're regretting that. Or we regret the fact that we did not make decisions. Right? But you're sitting with some certain regrets and it's important to know how to cope with them and how to deal with them. Right? So the first thing that you do need to know is that when you are regretting someone, something, right? Be it a financial decision that you made or a job decision that you didn't move to a new job or whatever the case might be, you've done it and not much can be done about it now. That is the first thing that you do need to realize. Regrets is almost, and thinking on regrets is it's almost, to me, time and energy wasted. Because it's something that you have done in the past, which you thought at that time is the best decision, right? We'll circle back to that. But what happened, unfortunately, is that you made a different decision and now you are regretting it, right? Now you are regretting the decision that you made in February or March, whatever the case might be. But it's no longer February or March, so there's not a lot that you can do about it. You can't, in actual fact, there's nothing you can do about it. You can say sorry, you can beg, borrow, and steal for the person that you feel that can affect it, affect your choices that you've made. But again, as I said, not a lot can be done. You won't change anything, and not a thing can be done about it. That's why it's called regrets, in actual fact. Then the second thing that I want to mention is that we do need to realize that when you live your life, and you live your life according to the Bible, and you live your life spiritually aware of the Holy Spirit's guidance and so, the decisions that you make, hopefully all the decisions, that's a better way to phrase it, hopefully all the decisions that you make in the with a mindset that it's the best decision for you, which should be good. I firmly believe that it should be a good decision that you made. So if you can say that this is the best decision I can make for me, then it was a good decision. Now you can regret it looking back at what happened in 2024 and you should have invested in Bitcoin and this and that. But at the stage, at the time when you made the decision, you made the decision that seems fit and that you, according to your wisdom, was the best decision to be made. Deal with that. Don't deal with the regrets. Deal with the regrets in that sense. Don't spend too much time thinking about regrets, right? Much rather convince yourself and speak to yourself and comfort yourself with the fact that this is the decision that I made because I believe that that was the best decision at that time, right? You need to make those decisions. And now I can sit back and say, oh man, yes, I should have listened to that guy and I know of tens of 20 of the people that said, yeah, I should have bought Bitcoin. I should have. But at that stage when there was this opportunity to purchase Bitcoin, you made the decision which you seemed fit, which seemed the best decision at that time. Nobody, hopefully, listening to this show, will willfully make bad decisions. And then, if you make bad decisions, they don't regret them sometimes. Because we know it's a wrong decision. We don't know it's a wrong decision. Self-preservation in your life is to such an extent that you will make decisions which seems fit. Right. Then the other thing with regards to bad decisions, and if you make bad decisions, that I want you to consider is that you will need to make decisions that will be the best for you, and you need to comfort yourself in those things. If you are making willful bad decisions that you know will affect you negatively, that is a total different conversation that we do need to have. Because I've noticed that people that make bad decisions with the intention of making a bad decision, just for the mere fact that they want to make bad decisions, they don't regret them. They don't regret them. If they made them in 2024, they won't regret them now. They'll probably regret them in 10 years or something like that. They'll regret them down the line, but they don't immediately regret them. But again, I want to make the statement that I've made earlier on. There's not a lot, if anything, that you can do with regards to the decisions that you've made. And do comfort yourself in the sense that do you realize that the decisions that you've made in the year 2024 was because you seemed or thought at that stage that's the best decisions that you can make. Now, what can you do differently in the year 2025? Make decisions prayerfully. I don't know if that's what you did in 2024, but if it was, then continue doing it. If it's not, it's a new habit that you need to realize. If there's something, a decision that you want to make, or a decision that needs to be made, do it prayerfully. And what you can also do is you can invite friends, and if you're married, your spouse, and ask people, the prayer group, your connect group, your home cell group, whatever the case might be, ask them to pray with you for the thing that for the decision that needs to be made. And then one morning will hopefully happen. You will wake up with just this serious peace that transcends all understanding. And then you will know this is the correct decision to make.